From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through getting me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't
you
add it.
You added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know
you give me my new
thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hose pipe. Hose pipe.
Just having fun over here. I don't know.
See that?
It sounds like you're having fun.
Take us home, Roy.
Hose pipe.
Hey, Loren's back. Hi, Loren.
Hi.
We missed you yesterday.
Oh, I missed you guys. Let me tell you, it has been one heck of a 48 hours for us. Baby Cash is sick. And
did his fever go down?
Yeah. He was unruly yesterday. Because, he just can't communicate.
Right. And he gets frustrated because he can't tell you. My throat hurts or,
Come to find out, he does have an ear infection as well, which is why I had to sleep with him in his crib.
Last night?
No, not last night, but the night before.
Poor buddy.
I know. And, I just feel so bad, but I witnessed a meltdown of all meltdowns yesterday.
I don't know. You weren't here when our boss rolled in.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good meltdown.
Did he have a meltdown too?
No, I'm kidding. But I get it. I mean, kids are either like Dean clams up when he's sick and doesn't want to talk and just sits there. And
yeah.
So, well, good. We told everyone that you were out to be with your son, and everybody understands that sometimes a sick child just wants mommy.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, tell everyone what you did yesterday. We got a little time.
Yeah, so yesterday, I haven't been talking about this for quite some time. It's been secretive, but now since we finally filmed it, I could talk about it.
Mm.
But I got to produce a Comedy Central pilot with the comedian and actor John Reap.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, we were in Uptown. It's pretty much a TV show about tailgates, and it's a game show where people go from the tailgate to inside the stadium.
You win your way in.
You win your way in. And it was really cool. It was a phenomenal shoot. When I say that we all expected the world to be against us, it all fell together beautifully.
Good.
Yeah, we didn't get kicked out of the places that we thought we were going to get kicked out.
Now, when you say we thought the world would be against us, I have to imagine this is like a permit thing.
Permit?
I mean,
I understand the world of don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, here's the thing. If we would have called some of the people who owned the parking lots and said, hey, we want to film a TV show, they would have been like, no. So, you just show up and you film.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was Aaron was there?
Yeah.
Loren,
yeah,
how'd
he do?
Aaron,
I mean, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he's Aaron on set. You know,
he's a different guy.
He's an Aaron on the TV set.
You were calling him Aaron?
Yeah, I was calling him Aaron.
How would you remember to do that?
I slipped up. It was multiple times.
He slipped up once.
Yeah.
How was he? Aaron, was he a good producer?
He was good. He had a vest. He had like a little notepad.
Well, hang on. When I say I was wearing a vest, I was wearing what I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, hold on a second. Maybe did the vest say crew?
No, it was a nice little red vest with a little bit of a collar, and he had a little notepad.
Mm. You have a little beret on, too.
That's all he did, but it was just a shadow.
A director's chair.
A director's chair.
He walked around, he told people what to do, check shots.
I had releases for everyone that ended up on film.
Yeah, I was really proud of him.
Good.
You did a good job.
I did. I had to direct some of the other camera operator and you. I had to move you guys around quite a bit. But
who was the other camera? Who else did you hire?
This guy named Brian.
Mm.
And Marissa, who was on the radio last night. She was part of the crew. We were low budget.
Did John know that? Or did you tell John you flew these people in from Hollywood?
No, everyone knows it was low budget.
This is Aaron Johnson. He did The Walking Dead. Also, films Live PD. This is Mary Marissa.
Mary Marissa.
No, it went really well. But the weird thing about it is that because I do host a radio show, and so we're filming this, and like people are wanting to take photos with me.
Right.
Oh, so you're the big deal.
We had maybe one or two.
I had three.
Sorry, three.
So, and I'm trying to film. And the girl
taking it, Aaron.
Yeah. Let me. You know, shut his microphone off. So he's done. So I had three. So I'm sitting there trying to shoot, and I have like this girl who keeps coming up, and she's like, "Whenever you're done, I want to take a photo with you."
Yeah,
like, I get it, but
don't forget about me.
You know, I'm not going to forget.
Right now,
about
I'm Roy
you.
Brown,
yeah, and the producer. You know, not the talent. You know, poor John Reap. No one's taking a photo with him.
The talent.
Yeah.
You're even like trying to shoot him down the pipe. You're like, you know, that's John Reap over there.
He's the star of the show.
He just did a weekend at Chuckles in Syracuse, New York.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
You have your hands in so much. Like, you are not. You love doing outside projects. Like,
oh no, I just wish the radio station paid me enough to where I don't have to do outside projects. That'd be fantastic.
You do all right. We all know what each other makes. You do okay.
Yeah.
You can afford that apartment in the sky down here in South End with what you make. But no, I think you like projects. You like to be busy and stuff. That's good.
Yeah, I've always had a fascination. I've always wanted to dabble in TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this turns into something, I'll work on it.
And then you can hire Loren's brother.
Sure.
He needs a job.
Yeah. He worked on Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
He did work on Jersey Shore. Is he back working on any projects?
Nope.
Oh, well.
Not yet.
There you go.
TV business is tough.
He's waiting for somebody to call him and hire him.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for people don't just call you.
You got to go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Like, okay. The only reason why I produced this TV thing with John is because he was in our studio one day, and he mentioned he had a pilot he was filming with Comedy Central, and I'm like, well, my name is Roy Brown.
And you probably followed up with him.
Yeah. Let me dabble into that. I've never done it, but I'd love to try.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. And by the way, on top of all that, producer Nicole was out till 1 a.m. at Slate watching the Panthers game. I faded at like 11. The Panthers can't get out of their own way.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't even know who won last night, but I guess you just broke it to me.
Yeah. Yep. Not us. Cam's got to be hurt. He's not throwing the ball well. Now they're calling for Ron Rivera to be fired.
I saw
really?
That.
It's chaos. Oh, I don't know much about sports. I know that at the tailgates, a lot of people were saying how bad the Panthers are currently.
Yeah.
And so Sterling went to the game last night. He came in, of course, like 12:30, woke me up, and he's like, the Panthers lost. And in a like dead sleep, I know I said, that doesn't surprise me. And I found that he found that to be interesting, that like I knew sports in the dead of the night.
Wow.
He's like, what? You know sports?
Oh my God.
It'd be funny if like Roy's subconscious was like calling plays.
Yeah. In his sleep, he understands sports. But
he asked me about it this morning. He's like, why did you say it doesn't surprise me?
Yeah. Well, anyway, today's show is dedicated to a Panthers victory.
Okay.
We act like we won.
Okay, sure.
Up next, I want to ask you guys about your notifications on your phone. We'll get to it in 3 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Oh, man. Let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't do this, but I don't think Amanda does. Do you guys have your social media notifications on your phone?
No, we get
too many listeners who will buzz me all day.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
This article that I was reading said, make sure you turn your social media notifications off. And I don't know anybody who has them on. Hey, Aaron, do you put your social media notifications on your phone?
You can't get them to turn off?
Sterling has his on.
So, like, he knows if somebody sends him a, or if somebody tags him,
if
sends
someone
him a
likes
message.
His stuff. Yeah, oh. He has his on.
The only one I have turned on, excuse me, is my Facebook Messenger, because it's a whole nother app, and I don't get a lot of Facebook messages. So that's one that I just haven't gotten around to turning off. Because it doesn't bother me.
I don't even have my text message notifications.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get a notification if you text me. I got to go and pull up the app whenever I'm ready to text people.
Huh. Yeah, I texted you yesterday.
I look at my phone often, so generally I reply to people. But, like, if you want to get me immediately, call me, and then it's a 50-50 shot if I answer.
I texted Roy yesterday. I was like, there's no way Lauren's coming in tomorrow.
He did?
No, I'm joking. Oh. I texted him about, don't ask, about our flight simulator game.
Yeah, you did.
I was going to say, trust me, it was not that I didn't want to be here yesterday.
I know. Speaking of notifications, I think I shared the story with you guys once before. My buddy Sorelli and I, this is his last name, and we're on like the phone one day and we're on Facebook and he's like, go look at this girl from our high school that we graduated with. And we were both friends with her on Facebook, but like I don't even really remember talking to her that much in high school. I hadn't seen her since like probably 1993. Mm-hmm. This is like 4 years ago. And he's like, look at the one picture of her. She looks great in front of the Christmas tree with her family. So I was like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to type something into the comments. You hit refresh, read the comment, and I'll delete it.
Oh, you guys have done this before.
We were playing comment chicken. And then I was like, then you write one, and I'll do it. He's like, all right, that's funny.
Okay.
Because if you delete it in time, she won't see it.
But she'll see the notification.
Well, who knew she had the notification turned on her phone? Because I put, you are looking so hot, like, how did you and I never date in high school? and then I said to my buddy Sorelli, I go, all right, refresh the page now. And look, you know, he's in Jersey. I'm here.
Yeah.
So he refreshes. He starts dying laughing. And then I delete it. Then all of a sudden I see on the top of my Facebook page, I have a notification. Her name is Jen Johnson. Jen likes your comment. I was like, what the hell did she know? He's like, you idiot. She must have had her notifications turned on. So she's probably at the office or doing whatever. And all of a sudden, she's like, Steve Maney? You look so hot. And the picture was like from 2005. Clearly, we went looking. It's the worst. And then my buddy Sorelli's like, I'm not playing.
Maybe. You have entirely too much time on your hands. Like, what goes on?
You should get a TV project like me.
Yeah. Just go produce stuff. I need something to do.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I can't get over that. That's funny, man.
That is funny.
I totally forgot about the notifications on the phone.
What goes on? All right, so Kate Hudson, she's receiving some backlash after being named the new ambassador. By the way, it's not Weight Watchers anymore. It's WW. Did you know that?
That's cool. I didn't know that.
They're formerly known as Weight Watchers.
Well, I like that because, you know, people don't want to admit that they're on Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you're trying to better yourself. I get it. No big deal. But the Twitterverse went nuts, saying that she's not relatable enough for the project. And, you know, she says that she's had like 25 pounds that she wants to lose, that she is her goal after having her last baby.
Okay.
So people are saying that's not relatable and she doesn't struggle with her weight, even between births. But Kate, and I don't know, you know, maybe not everybody has watched Kate's journey with her children, but she did gain a lot of weight, I think, in her first pregnancy. So it was a really hard transition. And I can attest, I actually think it is very relatable to have a baby and then try to lose the baby weight afterwards. I'm 2 years out and I still have some of it. So I get what people are saying, that she hasn't had a lifelong struggle with it. But I also think that it's just a different take on losing weight. Okay. Meghan Markle's dad, a strange father, is now talking to the media again. And this time he is saying he loves his daughter very much, but he also, in the same breath, is calling her very controlling and is asking for the Queen's help.
Ah.
Is Queen Mummy around?
I believe I am. Who's at the door?
It is Thomas Markle.
Hello?
You're not southern enough.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hello.
Hey, I need to talk about my daughter with you.
What about her? She's...
She's controlling. She ain't taking my phone. She's controlling her phone of ignoring me.
She also refuses to take her shoes off when she walks on thy royal carpet.
Well.
Or paint her nails the right color or wear the appropriate attire.
Yes, she trolleyed around as a suitcase girl on that Deal or No Deal.
She won't invite me over to your fancy castle for Christmas.
Look, I'll lower my hair and you come on in, okay?
I'll lower my hair?
What is Rapunzel? Yes. Is she Rapunzel now?
Here comes my hair.
Okay.
You climb on up discuss this person.
Okay.
Aren't you like 98? I didn't realize you had long hair.
Oh, you're heavy.
All right, Queen Mommy. But I do think that's why we all love Meghan Markle. She's her own person.
I love her because she was a suitcase girl on Deal or No Deal. Yeah. I don't want to forget that.
Yeah, but he is asking Queen Elizabeth to help him fix the relationship now. And Pete Davidson, he did not want to see Ariana Grande after his dark post. He told security to keep her away. Lauren Michaels said that he is going to get Pete the help that he needs, and he left SNL early to go and meet up with Machine Gun Kelly, who flew to him after the dark message.
Oh, wow.
But that is your dirty.
Cool. Got a couple different things coming up still to come. 12 Balloons of Christmas before 7 o'clock this morning, right around 6:50. Someone will win a prize. That Cam Newton autographed kickball still in there. I don't know if anybody's going to want it today. We'll see if somebody wins that. We'll see. We also got some Christmas facts that you... probably didn't know about, including some facts about Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
And also, I had a revelation about a Christmas song, and everyone knows different lyrics.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
We got to talk about that.
You guys, don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here. It's going to be fun. It's about 7 minutes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We got the Santa hotline, by the way. If you want to call Santa, we got the phone number posted up on our Instagram at the MRL Show. Parents, you can even call Santa if your kids have not been so nice.
Yes, we'll play it at 7:20 and 8:20 this morning. If your kids called, you'll get to hear if they made the cut.
So I forgot to bring this up to you guys. It happened over the weekend, and I'm very interested to hear your responses. But there was a group of carolers going throughout the South End area, and I was hearing one of their songs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I didn't know people like actually really did that anymore.
I think church groups still go out. There are some choirs that still go out and do it. But they were singing a song, and you know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
Yes.
All right, so in... the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer version where you shout out the other stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a light bulb.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. When I tell you that this whole group had like different things to say that what I was taught.
Okay.
And then I started asking my buddy Opie, and I was talking to him about it, and he had different things from what they said.
Really?
I think everyone learned a different version of what to shout. So let's go through it real quick. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're supposed to go.
Had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb. Like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
I don't know that one.
Do you know?
Isn't it like a light bulb?
Okay. I always said like a light bulb twice.
Yeah.
This group said like a flashlight.
Oh, maybe I have heard that.
What?
Yeah.
They yelled like a flashlight. And I'm like, what? That's not the lyric. It gets better.
Okay.
Hey, get up here. Let me check the lyrics.
The reindeer.
Reindeer.
We used to laugh and call him name.
Like Pinocchio.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay. I said like Pinocchio too. And I can't remember what they said, but it wasn't Pinocchio.
Okay.
They yelled. I it's almost like the.
Like Geppetto.
It was some weird thing, but it wasn't Pinocchio.
Get it? Because he's.
They never left poor Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Joining any reindeer game.
I don't know.
Like Monopoly.
That's what I learned.
Okay.
Like
yes.
Monopoly. This group and Opie says like Dodgeball. I was like, what?
That's
maybe
weird.
Maybe they're just updating it. Maybe this is the woke version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like the now version.
Yeah, what's that game that everybody plays on at certain times on their phone?
Oh,
the CEO just died.
HQ?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they screamed out, like Dodgeball. So hang on, let's go.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, ho,
there's
ho,
one there. There's supposed to be one there that you shout.
Yeah, he just said it. Ho, 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 ho.
No, it's in his underwear.
What?
Yes.
Santa came out in his underwear?
Yes.
I don't know that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are taught like different things.
You guide my sleigh tonight. Then how the reindeer loved him.
Loved him.
As they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You'll
go down in history.
Like what? George Washington.
What?
Yes.
That's not what I was taught. That's what the choir sang. Like George Washington. And I'm like, no, you idiot. It's like Elvis Presley.
Is that what it was?
See, I have never heard Elvis Presley.
Me neither. I'm so ADD, I don't even make it to this point of the song.
Yeah. I was always taught to sing at the very end.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
You'll go down in history.
Like Elvis.
Oh, maybe it
doesn't
think like
it. Even go.
None of them do.
But I've never known that. Other people have different versions of the song. So I'm listening to this group, and I'm like, am I so wrong, or are they so wrong? And I can't figure it out.
I think, like Lorraine said, they're just updated versions, like George Washington.
Yeah. George Washington?
Where'd you learn that?
Look, Aaron's nodding his head, too.
Where did you guys learn that one?
I don't know. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's like, different families had different
That's
versions.
That's the thing. It's like, was it a TV special that you saw, or?
I don't know.
You know, it might have been, like, church school? Or choir or something.
School, remember when you did the Bible thing?
The Bible drill.
But yeah, so the things that jumped out to me was when they said, like, a flashlight, like dodgeball, and like George Washington. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh. You need to update it even more.
I know.
And, like, make it very Charlotte specific.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Speaking of
interesting, BuzzFeed, real quick, put out a couple of different facts. Like, so the 12 Days of Christmas song translates into 364 gifts.
That's cool.
Goat farmer once claimed his goats produced more milk when they listened to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and he played it for 72 straight hours.
No, that is completely a coincidence. Like, those goats didn't produce more milk because of Mariah Carey.
In Ireland, children don't leave milk and cookies. They leave a pint of Guinness for Santa. And the last strange fact was in Boston, from 1646 to 1660, long time ago, I was a young one back then, it was actually illegal to celebrate Christmas in the city of Boston, and you'd be punished, just like the Burgermeister Burger.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No toys!
We're getting text messages about your Rudolph song, Roy.
People, does everybody have different things?
Yeah, like Columbus.
Like somebody, Columbus?
Yeah, I've heard that before, though, too. And then people said, I grew up in Florida and different places, and they've also heard George Washington.
Well, Balloons of Christmas coming up just after 7, about 5 minutes.
Random stuff in our office we wanted to give to you, so don't go anywhere for that. But we're realizing that a bunch of people have different things that they shout out during Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And some of them are some of them are strange.
Most of it has to do with the history part. I think that's where we're finding the biggest disparage. What's that word?
I don't know.
Disparage?
I know big
is that right, Aaron?
I dropped out of community college.
In different parts of the country. In other words, wherever you were from, you yell out one thing, but
discrepancies? I don't know.
Disparage, I think, was
okay.
Right.
Now, all right.
The other thing, too, is what they yelled out when they made fun of him.
Right. So a lot of people are saying different things. So let's go through.
You would even say it glows.
Like wait, a label.
I just got a glow stick there.
A glow stick?
Like a glow stick.
No.
No one says that. All right, hang on. We're about to get to all the other reindeer used to call him names. Now, Lorraine and I would say like Pinocchio.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
The reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Like Buttface.
Nobody says that.
That's what Opie says.
And I just got a text message that says Fudgeface.
Like Fudgeface. So clearly there's something going on with faces.
All right, the history one's the big one.
All right, like Fudgeface.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Get the like
football.
So get in your car. Get your butt out of here.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him.
Loved him.
As they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You'll go down in history.
Like George Washington. Don't forget Robin. That doesn't even sound right. Hang on. So this is what my buddy sent me. This is what he would say growing up.
All right, so it's, you'll go down in history like Batman. Don't forget Robin.
What?
That doesn't even go with the song.
You can't fit that in there.
No.
You'll go down in history.
Like Batman, don't forget Robin.
That does fit. I might be on board with that now. I'm trying to figure out if Dean, you know, he's five.
Yeah.
Like, if he's learning it. Batman, don't forget Robin.
We just got another one that they would say, like, fudge face.
Yeah. Somebody said disparity, Manny. That's the word you were looking for. Thank you. Somebody else said, somebody with a 704 number said, I never heard any of those except light bulb. That's dumb stuff, LOL. I'm 56. Maybe I'm out of touch.
I love Jack. That's awesome.
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yeah. You'll get a history like Lincoln?
Yeah. We said Columbus in Chicago.
I want to know. Someone said Snoopy.
I still can't believe nobody's ever heard in his underwear.
In his underwear,
When Santa comes to ask him to lead the sleigh.
No, he goes ho, 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 in his underwear.
No, he's in his underwear.
That's creepy stuff, Lorraine. Yeah. Now you're going too far.
And I want to call my sister.
Long Johns.
And I want to see if my sister says he'll go down in history like Elvis, because that's what I always hear.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys can keep the conversation going. Send them to us. We're having fun with it. You could also send video of yourself singing it. That'd be funny, too, at the MRL show.
So I got a balloon in my hand. We're doing the 12 balloons of Christmas. Ellen gives away phones and TVs. And games, we get crap from our office to give to you.
Hey, yesterday was a bunch of autographs from the Christmas artist. That wasn't too bad.
That was pretty cool.
Call our 9-704-570-9595. Royal, pop the balloon and you'll win a prize. Call now. Good luck.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1. On the 12 balloons of Christmas, MRL gave to me random items from their office, but who cares because it's free.
That's the important thing.
Yep. It doesn't matter if you want a kazoo that was blown by Alicia Cara or if you win autographed Cam Newton kickball. Could be anything.
I almost wish we had this conversation about Rudolph before Christmas because we could have asked all the artists, like Sabrina Carpenter, why don't we...
I know.
Bryce Vine, what they did, but...
I know, buddy. Well, so we do need to talk to caller number 9, and let's bring in Crystal from Lancaster. Crystal, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
What do you say, Crystal, and you're filling the blanks on Rudolph while we have you on the phone?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that I've already heard before, but I have never heard of Elvis Presley.
Okay, so who went down in history for you?
It was George Washington.
Okay.
And, George Washington. And what games weren't they allowed to play with Rudolph?
It was Monopoly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Crystal. In 3, 2, 1, you're going to count Roy down. You're going to say 3, 2, 1, pop that balloon. And when Roy does, one of our MRL show 12 Balloons of Christmas is going to open with a prize in there for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Oh,
count Roy down.
3, 2, 1, pop that balloon.
Oh, gosh, why was it so difficult? Right.
Yeah, it does look like Roy's trying to kill something when he pops the balloon.
Yeah, that must be a really tough balloon.
Well, the piece of paper with the prize in it came flying out. Roy just picked it up. Stand by, Crystal, to find out what it is that you won.
Hang on, I had to bend over, and that ain't easy. Hang on a second. Okay.
At least you didn't get covered with the spit this time, huh?
Yeah. What she said.
You didn't get covered with the spit.
No, I didn't. No, it's actually not too spitty. Okay, you. What is this?
What is it? Is it a bum?
It is a bum.
Oh.
You want some gold coins and it's not real gold.
Hey, it's a thought that matters.
Chocolate gold coins.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Chocolate gold coins?
I've seen them back there.
Okay.
We don't know where they came from or who gave them to us.
Or if they're expired.
I think it's from Lorraine's baby shower from 2 years ago.
Cool. You can have a piece of Lorraine's baby shower in your house.
That'll work for me.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, Crystal, and being a family member with the MRL Morning Show family. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always watching you.
I love it. All right, thanks, Crystal. She's talking about watching us on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, where you can watch us on Facebook Live while we're on the air, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate.
By the way, my sister says she also sang like Elvis. So evidently my family's the tainted one that would scream like Elvis at the end of history.
Okay. Well, speaking of your sister, you told us something. Lorraine, wait till you hear this.
Yeah. Okay. So I got my sister a Christmas present that I think is really, really cool. And my mom says you better not bring that home.
Huh.
She says that's the worst thing you could have ever done. So we'll tell you what this present is in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Happy holidays. holidays. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I thought I bought my sister a Christmas present that was really cool. And I told my mom about it. And she's like, you got to get something else.
I can't wait to hear that.
She's like, do not bring that back. So I bought my sister, and I think this is a really cool gift. And it's going to sound a little stupid, but I got her 3 acres of land on the moon.
Right.
I got, and let me tell you, I got prime real estate. I got it right there near the Sea of Tranquility, which is phenomenal. It's Aaron knows the Sea of Tranquility is like the high-end luxury valued residences on the moon.
You don't get that as a Christmas gift.
No.
And I got a deed. I got a deed in the mail with,
well,
the property. And I got a map of her land. And I got her the 3 acres. I could have just gotten one. I thought it was a really cool gift.
Oh my
gosh. When we colonize up there, she's a real estate agent. She can put her sign up there and sell.
Holy cow.
I think it's a fun, cute gift. And so my mom's like, no, she actually got you something real. And I'm like, this is real.
Oh my gosh.
I have a deed. And it's near the sea. You can see that it's if there was water, it'd be lakefront. I'm telling you, like, it's near the Sea of Tranquility.
Well, there's not.
Well, okay. But still, it's pretty cool. You can see it on the map.
Does it come with a deed? Do you get a picture,
too?
It
comes with a deed, and you get a photo of the whole area with your box in yellow of your lot of land.
Can I ask what something like this cost, ballpark?
Yeah.
It's like, well, if 3 acres was 89, like 90 bucks.
Roy, you spent money on the stupidest thing.
I thought that was cool. And then my
makes you say that, Lorraine?
Oh my gosh, she can't ever use it. It does her no good.
Yeah, but you could like frame it.
Here's the thing, Roy. If you spent $10 on it as a gag gift, that's funny. You are just the the jokester in this.
The Sea of Tranquility is like the. In fact, if you go through Lunar Embassy, Lunar Registry, or Lunar Realty, all those websites, by the way, legit websites, look them up.
And those people are laughing all the way to the bank at you.
The Sea of Tranquility is hard real estate to come by.
Oh.
It's lakefront property. The lake's dried up, but it's lakefront property.
I thought it was a cool gift.
Well,
so evidently, Alyssa got me a really nice gift that evidently is tangible.
So, what are you going to do?
Can you sell
this quickly and get your 80 bucks back to go buy another gift?
Doubtful.
Well, I don't know any real estate agents that's going to take.
Anybody want to buy Roy's moon front prop? We'll sell it to you for 70 bucks.
Yeah.
Maybe 60. No lower than 60.
I'm like 80 bucks in the hole in this thing, and I thought it was a really cool gift. I got a frame for it and everything.
I feel like, Roy, I feel like you need a babysitter. Did you do this when you were drinking?
Probably.
Hey, Loren, you know what I'm nervous about? Friday, we do the MRL show gift exchange. Uh-huh. So whoever got hit, you know, whoever's name he picked probably got property next to Alyssa.
Yeah, or better yet, because I have to give my sister something different. You're about to be the proud owner of Lake of Tranquility.
Coming up next with the Mani, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh, man, you know, there's one way to talk to Santa Claus. You go sit on his lap at the mall or wherever you go to visit Santa, or you could call the Santa hotline and have the kids leave a message.
Yeah, so we got the phone number posted up on our Instagram at the MRL show. We're going to be playing. Santa gave the pin code for the voicemail. We're going to be playing some of those messages. Maybe you'll hear your child coming up in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We got the Santa hotline. Have the kids call Santa. He has given us his voicemail password. He said let the little boys and girls hear their messages on the radio like everybody loves to do.
By the way, we were nice enough to get the special VIP. It's like the Mani, Roy, and Loren Santa hotline. It's the VIP line.
So let your kids call. The number is posted at the MRL show on our Instagram, and we'll also tweet it out, too, so you guys, you know, don't have to get a pen and pad right now or get your phone out and write the number down. Are you guys ready for this today's Santa hotline?
Yeah.
Please enter your password. New messages.
They're not. No, I want Christmas. I want the wide open boy, especially Daniel TV. It's hot.
Next message.
Good morning, Santa. This is Elena. I would like an available. Thank you. Bye bye.
Next message.
I want a Barbie doll camper and lots of other toys. And I want them to be a surprise.
Aww.
You can also leave messages if the kids haven't been nice and need to be on Santa's naughty list. We have one of those voicemails that we found last night when we came in this morning. We'll have that for you tomorrow. But the Santa Hotline at the MRL Show. Go check it out.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see that Gayle King is considering leaving CBS this morning?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So she's not happy with the firing of her producer. So she was okay through the firing of like Les Moonves and a couple other people. But I guess
Charlie Rose was her co-host for a while.
I guess her producer got caught up and linked mistakenly, quote unquote, with the CBS payoffs. So she was so upset about that she is thinking about walking now, that she was kind of the glue holding everything together in the first place. Cardi B, we might have some audio here. Maybe.
I got lots of audio.
Oh,
what you want?
Let's do Cardi B on Carpool Karaoke.
All right. Here is Cardi B with James Corden.
Baby, I adore. I get you to be my shining joy. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope what you get, what you're dying for.
Now, I know you guys probably talked about this yesterday, but how did you guys feel about Offset coming up on stage on Cardi B?
We said there's a line between trying to win her back and, uh-huh, and going over the top and being creepy. We also took phone calls from people who tried to, you know, win someone back or had someone try and win them back.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't good. It sounded they all sounded creepy.
Yeah, I saw his, I think it was a tweet, though, where he was like, hey, like everything's been so public at this point, I thought I'd do a public apology and try to get her back. So.
But to me, it was, he interrupted the show.
Yeah, and she clearly was not happy with it.
Yeah.
So people are not happy with WW, which is formerly known as Weight Watchers, because Kate Hudson is the new face, and she's receiving some backlash over it. The actress wants to lose 25 pounds after giving birth to her last child, and people are saying that that's not relatable, that Oprah may have made the wrong decision in doing that.
Isn't Oprah the owner of Weight Watchers? She makes good decisions.
She's one of them.
Yeah. And I think they did, like, to announce it, I think I saw that they did...
they did a FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Okay.
So, I mean, here's the thing. Personally, I think it is kind of relatable for somebody to have a baby and want to lose some baby weight. So, I mean, I had my child 2 years ago, and I've still got some baby weight that I haven't lost. Doesn't mean...
Right. Do you have to be at a certain weight in order to start losing weight? Because tell me what that number is. I'm dying to know that.
It's different for everyone.
Of course it is. That's the point.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. She currently has, like, 15 wins.
Yeah, Santa played for you yesterday. Adam Driver came in dressed up as Santa Claus,
mm-hmm,
and he didn't win any. He didn't get any right.
Well, the real Santa would have done better, but he's busy at the North Pole.
Yeah, this is his busy week.
Yeah.
Call now, take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Can you see Loren?
I can. Courtney, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show. I had to get really close to the screen, though.
Oh, hold on. Let me bring her up.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yes.
Ooh, that's really loud music. We're fixing stuff in the studio. Courtney, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see how you do. 5 pop culture questions.
Okay.
Throw her out of the studio, Courtney, so we can throw you a victory, hopefully.
All right, get out the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, Facebook Live. She is now closing the door, and she is gone. Courtney, she can no longer hear these questions.
All right. She had to deal with a sick kid for the last 24 hours. Maybe her mind's a little muddy. Let's see. Happy 55th birthday to this actor who used to be married to Jennifer Aniston and more recently, Angelina Jolie. Who is that?
Brad Pitt.
Thomas Markle can't stay out of the news. He went on Good Morning Britain to call out Queen Elizabeth to help him, quote, fix his relationship with his now royal daughter. Who is his royal daughter?
Meghan Markle.
Pete Davidson's pop star ex-fiancé tried to go see him after he posted a cryptic message, but he made it very clear he doesn't want her around. Who was that?
Ariana Grande.
Khloe Kardashian came to the defense of her sister after a troll was trying to imply on Insta that Chicago West isn't her sister's biological daughter. Which sister was she defending?
Kim Kardashian.
And question five, Mariah Carey's iconic holiday hit is now the highest charting holiday hit in 60 years. What song is that?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Ooh, come on in, Loren.
They're in tough battle today. Our friend Courtney got them all correct.
Ooh, good for you, Courtney.
Which means, of course, I'm not going to tell you, Lorraine, if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
I hate this.
You got an enormous cup of coffee there. You should be awake and ready to go.
Yeah, I need two of these today.
All right. Happy 55th birthday to this actor who used to be married to Jennifer Aniston and more recently Angelina Jolie.
Brad Pitt.
Thomas Markle can't stay out of the news. He went on Good Morning Britain to call out Queen Elizabeth to help him fix his relationship with his royal daughter. Who is that?
Meghan Markle.
Question three. Pete Davidson's pop star ex-fiance tried to go see him after a cryptic message was posted, but he made it very clear he doesn't want her around. Who is his pop star ex?
Ariana Grande.
Khloe Kardashian came to the defense of her sister after a troll was trying to imply on Insta that Chicago West really isn't her sister's biological daughter. Which sister was she defending?
Kim.
Mariah Carey's iconic holiday hit is now the highest charting holiday hit in 60 years. What is that song called?
All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hope it's normal. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Lorraine? That is all correct. You got a five. That's a tie.
Woo, I didn't know if it was the whole lyric or not. I was like, is it All I Want for Christmas? It was All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yep, well, you got it right. You now have 16 wins.
All right, Courtney. Killer job. Yeah. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go? It is a tie.
I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
Good job. Have a great week, okay, Courtney?
You too, thank you.
All right,
thanks.
Still to come.
A lot of people ask us, do you guys ever do War of the Roses where they're not cheating?
Yeah, that happens.
And we save them for the week of Christmas, if anything kind of funny, or it's a sweet war, as we call it. We got one for you today, and this one is actually it's hilarious. Because what happens is we think he's cheating, but she says, no, he's not. I know exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, she had to break it down for us. We'll get to the War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
You know, we try and spread some holiday cheer this time of year, you know, the week before everybody goes on vacation for school and all that stuff. So why play a War of the Roses where there's anger and hatred towards each other when we could play one that's a little funnier, right?
Yeah, where they actually do love each other.
That's sweet.
We save these for this week, especially. Listen to this one. Zoe and Matt, we go nuts, and Zoe's like, slow down.
Zoe, you sent us an email saying that you think Matt, your boyfriend, is cheating on you because his house is clean. I don't know what the problem with that is. It sounds like a dream.
We've been dating for like 2.5 years. He lives in an older home in Belmont, but he used to leave his house like super messy, and I'd always like beg him to like clean it, like put his clothes away, whatever. But all of a sudden his house is now like super clean and it smells like a woman, like perfume, and he's definitely not cleaning for me. He's never cleaned for me, and all of a sudden his house is just spotless.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there.
So if I pick up what you're throwing down, you're saying that maybe he's cleaning his place up because when you meet someone new, you want to show them your best you.
Yeah. Right.
So you're cleaning all, he's cleaning up all the crap in his house, making it nice and clean. Didn't do it for you, but maybe for someone new.
I've never known him to be like a clean freak or to like, his house is literally, I kid you not, so messy.
Yeah.
I beg him to clean it.
Have you confronted him about this?
No, but I just want to like hit him with War of the Roses and see what happens.
Okay. But what's going to be important is that we find out what he puts on the note if he doesn't send the flowers to you, because that could tell us a lot about the relationship, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I want to know.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Matt, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Matt, my name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good.
Well, Matt, I'm calling with some great news. We have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. We're trying to get our names out there, so we asked people to tag their friends in our posts, and we randomly selected your tag to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Okay, so how do I do?
I'll just get some information from you. First, I just need the person's name.
Yeah, can we make it out to Miss Grace?
To Miss Grace, you said?
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Miss Grace's card?
Can you just put, thank you for everything. I'm truly grateful for everything you do. I don't know what I would do without you.
Sure, that's a very sweet note.
And Matt... We have Zoe on the other phone line, too. She heard everything.
Yeah, so dude. You better start talking.
Yeah, you're on the MRL Morning Show. It's called War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. How long have you been dating Miss Grace?
No, guys. Grace is Matt's neighbor, like this older woman. Matt, I totally thought you were cheating on me because your house was all of a sudden clean and it smelled like...
Well, how do we know he's not cheating with the neighbor?
Because she's like 88.
Yeah. I mean,
not.
Yeah, Zoe, come on. Seriously.
So then, wait, well, what's going on here? So,
are you trying to get left in the will?
Matt. Zoe came to us because you've been keeping the house spotless, and she thinks she smells women perfume.
Zoe, you know I love you so much. That's literally Miss Grace's smell. You know she wears a heavy perfume, and I've listened to what you've been asking for, and she's been cleaning the house for me, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Babe, I love you so much. I'm sorry.
Oh, here we are ready to attack him for cheating with Miss Grace.
He's been hiring her as like a maid.
I thought it was a mistress.
Me too.
So did I.
And then I thought, and then she's like, oh, it's just the neighbor. I'm like, and? That's worse.
All right, so you believe him, Zoe, that there's no cheating going on here?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay. And by the way, an 88-year-old woman, let her rest a little bit.
Right.
Clean your own house.
She's not even accepting any money, so roses is the least I could do.
All right. Well, do we have everyone's permission if we air this on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
See, they're not all bad.
I love that. I'd forgotten about that. That one we did, I think, over the summer.
Yeah.
And what was so funny about it is I'm thinking Miss Grace is a mistress.
Yeah, I did too.
Me too.
That's what all the roses are. And we're like, how do you... And then Roy goes, how do you know he's not cheating on you with the neighbor? Let's slow down, Zoe. Maybe we're going to catch something.
Yeah.
She's 88.
Well, maybe he's into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you can listen to this war and other ones by using the Amazon Alexa if you have it. You can just say, hey, play the MRL show's War of the Roses. They're all there.
Yep.
Nothing but War of the Roses for you. And we'll have another one on Thursday where the outcome is a little better than what you're used to. Up next, though, you know what we got to do? We got to talk about this new dating trend since we're talking about War of the Roses. It's called Scrooging. We got to find out right before the holidays if you've ever been Scrooged. We'll tell you what that is after 8 on the MRL show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Have you ever been Scrooged? Or maybe you Scrooged someone?
Oh, is that when you buy your sister property on the moon and say it's a Christmas gift like Roy's going to do?
Yeah, not screwed.
Oh.
Okay, fine line.
All right, so if you have ever been Scrooged, you have either dumped somebody right before Christmas or have been dumped by somebody right before Christmas because of this. eHarmony just did a survey, and 1 in 10 people have done this. Now, they do it. They break up with somebody because they either can't afford to buy them something for Christmas or they can't figure out what to give them for Christmas.
Oh, Sterling's for sure going to Scrooge me one day.
Wait a minute. You mean that
all over a gift.
They're breaking up because they don't know what they're going to give?
Yeah.
So I thought the thing was you stuck around through Christmas to get the gift, then you broke up before New Year's Eve, so you had a new kiss.
Well, that's not Scrooging.
Yeah, but you still got to get them the gift, even though you're receiving
it. That's true.
Yeah, and this survey also went on to say that people that are 18 to 24 in that demographic are the most guilty of Scrooging.
I guarantee you right now, if we asked people to call us if they were broken up with before Christmas, maybe one person would call because everybody knows you. That's like the biggest no-no. You stay together, then you break up after Christmas.
No, see, if you're going to break up anyway, just rip the Band-Aid off before.
I'm like with Loren. You know, it gives me a reason to gorge on holiday treats and drink alcohol. Just break up with me before.
See, and being from, like, Fort Lauderdale area, that's, like, one of the biggest party weeks of the year. So if I'm going home for Christmas, I would sooner you break up with me then so that I could go find a holiday hookup.
Oh! 704-570-9595. And we're talking, we don't want to hear about you broke up in high school. We're talking about, you know, real life, out of high school and college. If you were dumped before Christmas, like within a week before Christmas, you were Scrooged, and we need to talk to you, 704-570-9595. I don't think you're going to find anybody because when people break up the most, it's not now, it's turkey dropping. I think there's more people
that go back home from college.
When they come back from their freshman year of college, A.A. Ron, you and that girlfriend of yours, freshmen's in college, and you all of a sudden say, you know what, I found a new life. Yeah. You know, there's a whole world out there besides Weddington High School.
Somebody else gave me attention.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and break up, and I'm going to go back after Thanksgiving and, you know, start dating in college. So that's called turkey dropping.
Yeah.
Scrooged is just wrong, though. That's like, remember we did one time, like, tell us the worst time you were broken up with?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my father had just passed away. My boyfriend came to my mom's funeral and then dumped me there. I was like, really? 704-570-9595. If you were Scrooged.
Let's bring in Sarah from Asheville. Sarah, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So you have been Scrooged from what I hear.
I have been Scrooged just as of yesterday.
Oh no.
How long were you two together?
Not too long, about 3 months.
And what was the reason for the Scrooge?
He said things got weird, and we left it at that.
Really?
Were you supposed to go home with him for the holidays or meet his family, or was he supposed to meet yours?
I've already met his family during Thanksgiving.
Did you have Christmas plans that are now blown up?
Well, we didn't have any Christmas plans made thus far.
Okay. All right.
Had you gotten him a gift yet?
I had gotten him a gift, yes.
That's why this is so wrong. Sarah, I want to get in the car. I want to drive 3 hours to Asheville. And I want to give you a hug. Then we're going to go find him.
Yeah.
And we're going to open the gift in front of him.
I know. What was the gift? Are you going to re-gift it?
Oh, I'll probably re-gift it.
Yeah. Let's not tell what it is.
All right. Yeah. Sarah, hopefully you find love in the future. Better than that.
Hey, no worries.
All right. Thanks for calling. Wow, she got Scrooged yesterday.
That stinks.
Let's talk with Michael and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man. So tell us about the time you got Scrooged.
It was last Christmas, actually. Met this guy, thought he was the one, and actually came out to my parents. And
you came out to your parents with him?
Do what now?
Like you came out like with him there? And
no. No, it was right before he was about to get there.
Okay.
And, yeah, right after I came out, and pretty much like my Christmas gift to my mom. I know that sounds bad. but yeah, then he just went MIA for 3 days. Heard from him after Christmas that he was back with his ex.
So, if you're just joining us, being Scrooged means you were broken up within a week of Christmas. How many days before Christmas did you get Scrooged?
It was like the 23rd.
Oh, that sucks. Thanks, Michael.
Hours before.
I also love how him coming out of the closet was his Christmas present.
To his mom. Yeah, surprise. Surprise.
We just got a text message from 407 that says, dumped on Christmas Day. We were supposed to leave the next day to go to Florida.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you gave him a bad gift.
Stop it.
All right. This is Anonymous in York. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I was broken up like 3 days before Christmas about 2 years ago. And the funny thing about it was, like, after Christmas passed, before New Year's, she started calling me again asking if she wants to get back together.
Oh, and she wanted New Year's kiss.
I guess. I don't know. She didn't want to buy me a gift. Wanted a kiss.
That's crazy. Thanks, Anonymous.
On Christmas Eve, she's like, we need to take a break. And then she calls him on the 26th, and she's like, we should get back together.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to buy you a gift.
That's it.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Reggie in Union County, we can't get to him, but he also got Scrooged.
Well, so it was way bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
And if you by the way, we still have time between now and Christmas. If you get Scrooged any day now, let us know. Send us a message.
Heartless people scrunching each other.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Santa Hotline time.
Yes. You know, we got the phone number posted up on our Instagram at the MRL Show, but we got a direct line to the big guy at the North Pole.
He gave us his PIN code so we can listen to the messages. He thinks it's great to have your boys and girls call the Santa Hotline, then we play them back on the radio.
Yeah, maybe your child will be aired next. Santa Hotline comes your way in 10 minutes.
Happy holidays.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's called the Santa Hotline. If you go to our Instagram at the MRL Show, you can see the number. It's the direct line to the big guy up at the North Pole. And Santa gave us his voicemail passcode so we can go in there and air your child here on the radio show.
Just so you know we're telling the truth. Listen, this is what you hear when you call.
Hello there. You've reached the Manny, Roy, and Loren Santa Hotline. Go ahead and leave your message. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. I check my messages daily, so I'll be sure to hear it. Merry Christmas.
Love you, Santa.
Love you.
We'll be leaving cookies and milk for you.
And carrots for Rudolph.
That's true.
Please enter your password. New messages.
They're not. No, I want, for Christmas, I want the wide open boys, especially Daniel TV. He's hot.
Next message.
Good morning, Santa. This is Elena. I would like an LOL ball. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next message.
I want a Barbie doll camper and lots of other toys. And I want them to be a surprise.
That's so cute.
I know.
Tomorrow on the show, we had a parent leave a message about the kids being, two brothers being naughty. Wait till you hear what they did. He was very specific on the message. We'll play that for you tomorrow. Loren, real quick, before we get into your dirties, she wants the Barbie camper. Did you play with Barbies growing up?
Mm-hmm.
What did you have? Did you have the Barbie vet? Did you have the Barbie camper?
I had the Barbie car, the Barbie dream house, the Malibu beach Barbie, like everything.
You had it all.
Yeah, I sure did.
Did you have Ken?
Yeah. Ken was very often kicked out of the house, though.
Oh, really? For coming home late?
I know you'll find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Did you ever follow Ken to see where he was going?
Check his messages?
Yeah. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
And new for Barbie in 2018, it's the secret Ken tracker. Put it underneath Ken's Corvette and find out where he goes.
Ken and that silly Stacy doll. All right, so Offset and Cardi B may be done, but they do plan to spend Christmas together, even though he just surprised her on stage recently with an I'm sorry, he's trying to win her back. She's saying it isn't going to happen, but you're a great father, so I'll spend Christmas with you and the baby. Pete Davidson did not want to see Ariana Grande after he posted a dark message on social media. He told his security team to keep her away. And Lauren Michaels is saying that he will get Pete the help that he needs. He left SNL first person off the set to go and meet with Machine Gun Kelly afterwards, who flew to him after that message was posted. Now, the deputy for Making a Murderer is now suing Netflix and the docuseries.
Oh, yeah?
Saying that they defamed him, saying that he planted evidence and that he was basically a crooked cop. So,
yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Don't worry about it because nobody finished watching season two anyway. Right? I mean, no. Did you finish it?
No. I didn't.
Through like three episodes. And I'm like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. If he gets out of jail, I'll watch.
Yeah.
But right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, Prince Harry is ending a royal tradition to honor his new bride. Now, on Boxing Day, it is a royal tradition to go pheasant hunting, but Meghan Markle is a big proponent of PETA, and she does not believe in the tradition, so Harry will sit out this year.
Little does she know that we've mixed up her shake with nothing but peasant juice.
Oh.
Not peasant. Pheasant. You don't hunt peasants.
Bring me another peasant.
Yeah. Peasants, you know, you don't do that.
And get them confused. Which one flies?
The pheasants.
Right. Bring me the peasant then. They're way more annoying.
Okay. I've got what Lauren likes for you,
great.
Too.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody go out and buy immediately right now because it's the holidays? What does the Rin like?
So maybe you're looking for a holiday gift for your furry friend. Well, Yeti now has a water bowl for your pets. So cat or dog, you can keep their water cool all day.
Work?
I think so, dude.
Because if your lid's off.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Even if I keep my lid off my Yeti, it still stays pretty cool.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay. But now you can give one to your furry friend.
And according to reports, like if you want that for Christmas, you've got to order it today for anything to be on time before you start paying major money for like two-day air and all that stuff.
True.
So go check out that and other things that Lauren likes. They are great Christmas gifts. Over at the website, kiss951.com, or on the Kiss95.1 app. I have to share with you a story my mom told me about my dad.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, and we need customer service people to stand by. Like, if you are anybody who answers phones, maybe for Lowe's, I know they're in the area, Husqvarna, customer service people. Like, I'm pretty sure my dad is 100% of the time used for training. Because he's that difficult with people. Wait to hear what happened on this last phone call. I'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're in the customer service business, can you give us a call? 704-570-9595. But I don't mean like person to, what is it? Telephone customer service? Like, if, in other words, if you work for a company and people call you with questions, the banking industry.
Call centers.
Call center. I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Call center customer service.
I worked for a call center for like 10 minutes in college.
All right. Call center customer service people. If you're one of them, 704-570-9595. Which one was yours?
It was like one of the big call centers that handled a bunch of things that happened online. Everything from like, it was kind of shady. Like online medications to adult sites to, it was like they handled everything.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just put you on hold and. Yeah.
Find the right script and.
Well, it was more of a billing thing. So, like, people would see it come up on their bill and then call us to find out what it was.
Okay.
So, I had to do a lot of breaking people's hearts that their significant other was on adult websites.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, did you book a flight for American Airlines too?
No, no, I did not.
So, the question that I have for you is, do you really listen to recordings? Because when you call, it says this call may be monitored for quality assurance and for training purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure my dad, when he calls, is 100% played for people around the country on how to handle a customer.
I don't know, like normal call centers, but when I was 911, once a week, one of my calls were randomly selected for quality assurance.
How did you know?
Because I'd get a review.
Because you did a really good job.
Well, or a really bad job. I'd get a little fill out.
You're talking on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about the people who are calling don't ever know whether or not they're calls.
That's true. That's
what I'm saying. Like my dad has no idea that he's played for hundreds, if not thousands, of customer service reps across the country. That's what I'm wondering. Jessica.
Yes.
Do you guys listen to like phone calls, like as a group, as training experience?
Yes, we do.
And like, how do they set it up? Like, okay, this customer is going to be a pain, but listen to the way Jessica handled it.
Yeah, they do. They do use them as examples in training classes and things like that. And you get audited, you get scored. So they'll listen to it, make sure you said everything you needed to say. And if it didn't, so then the auditor will listen to it, and then you have to listen to it again. And listen to quite a bit.
But when you guys are training, I mean, it's not all on you. Like the customers, sometimes the customers are just big pain in the butts. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, you get them a lot. You got to have a really thick backbone to be able to work it. I mean, there's people that come to work for, you know, they'll get one call and cry and they're done. You never see them again.
Oh, yeah. We used to get yelled at all the time.
My dad called. Yeah. The reason why I'm even bringing this up, my dad, Roy, called for his credit card. He wanted to see if something had been refunded to him. He doesn't know how to go online and look, so he has to call. And he calls the credit card company that's located in Kansas City, Missouri, and they say, what is your credit card number? And he says, I don't have it on me right now. And, you know, I'm pushing 80. I'm sitting in a chair. If you don't mind, is there another way we can look it up? She says, sure, sir. What's your social? So he gives the social. Then she goes, I need your password. I don't know my password. Okay, your security question. My mom's telling me this.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Secondhand. I need your security question. What's your answer to this question? Who's your favorite actor?
That's a security question.
He answered it. God knows when, but he answered it, right, Jessica? So he has to give the right answer. You know this.
Right.
So my dad's going, Jen, who's my favorite actor? And she's going, sir. And my mom says it's 15 minutes into the call at this point. I'm fast forwarding. Like, they've already been on the phone for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What are the initials? What are the initials?
How did they do that?
No, she
TC.
Helped.
Tom Cruise.
I said Clint Eastwood? That's what we thought. My mom said, he goes, is it Clint Eastwood? No, but he's a good actor. And my mom goes, I hear my dad, your dad going, yeah, he's all right. And then he starts going through the list of movies that he likes.
This, but yeah, but the person on the phone was probably so entertained by your dad that she was like, just hanging on.
Is it someone funny? And she goes, yeah. I don't know. That's, you know, Jessica, she's going, she's trying to help my dad along. Yeah. My dad's going, is this someone funny? Is he a comedic actor? It turns out it's freaking John Wayne.
Okay.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
I just love how it turned into a game of, like, charades or, like, you know, like a game that you had to guess.
Then my dad is asking her, Jess, who, by the way, if you're just joining us, Jessica works at a call center. My dad wears them out. My dad asks her who her favorite actors are and if there's any good movies that he should Netflix because he doesn't have much to do. He's retired.
What?
So she starts giving recommendations, and my dad's going,
I hope she gave him suggestions. See, I get those sometimes, and I'll give him suggestions, and those are the good calls.
I mean, sounds like your dad is a good call. That's a hoot.
He's 100%. Played for people across the country, though. I guarantee you they use my dad as an example.
And I bet, like, they have to, like, wrap up their customer service calls within a 5-minute window, and he blows right past it.
Yeah, they try to tell you to wrap it up. They do. We have certain statements we can say to try to hurry up and wrap it up without trying to be rude.
The Spectrum cable guy came to the house the other day, and my dad held him there for an hour and a half. And my mom's going, my dad has no concept of time because he's retired. Yeah. He doesn't know that the guy's got 18 jobs after this. And the guy just keeps, you know, he has to be nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jess. Well, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Do you guys want to take more calls on the, like, from call center people who got weird phone calls?
The craziest phone call you got, if your customer service at a call center, call 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls in 3 minutes.
What actor do I like? Who is that?
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Manny's dad, he gives the call centers, you know,
everything they can handle.
Yeah, and then some.
So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. If you work at a call center, what's some of the craziest things that you've experienced on the phone?
Ultimately, my dad didn't know his password, so he had to answer the security question. And the security question was, who's your favorite actor? But my dad says, like, he did that 10 years ago, and he doesn't remember the answer. And so he's, like, yelling out actors' names. My mom's telling me the story. He's going, Jen, that's my mom's name, who's my favorite actor? Clint Eastwood. Is it Clint Eastwood? No, sir, it's not. She felt so bad, and then he was on the phone with her for so long, she's like, it's J.W.,
you know? Oh, yeah. John Wayne. Yeah. John Wayne.
Okay. Tell me some of your favorite actors.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Wilkesboro.
Hey.
Hi, Anonymous. So do you work at a call center?
I do.
Yeah, so my dad's call, it sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah.
What's one of the crazier calls you got?
Well, I've only been working at a call center for like 3 months, but sometimes we have callers call in that don't speak the same language. So we have to have an interpreter. And right now with Christmas, people get kind of frustrated. So I actually had one call in the other day, and evidently she cussed me through the interpreter because the interpreter couldn't even tell me what she said. She's like, I'm sorry, I can't repeat what she just said.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow, I'm doing good if I'm getting cussed.
What's that in a different language? Yeah.
Sorry, ma'am. I can't repeat that.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Anonymous. And thanks for doing what you do.
You.
We know that customer call services, you guys get the works, and you shouldn't really.
All right, Tyler in Concord.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tyler. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show, bud. So tell us about the strange call.
All the call center people don't respond right away because they're tone deaf to all the to us talking to them.
So I actually had a customer who came on the line and asked me a really weird question I didn't know the answer to. So I went to do some research for it to kind of figure out what was going on. And while I was doing that, I wasn't really talking to the customer. I was just making some noise so that they could tell I was still on the phone. And I was humming something.
And for some reason, it sounded like this, to this lady, that I was doing the baby shark. I wasn't, but I was. This lady snapped, and she goes off into this, like, three-minute spiel about baby shark, and then she's, like, singing baby shark. She's going back and forth with this. And at this point, I've just muted the microphone and stopped looking because I'm dying laughing because she's singing Baby Shark.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Tyler, we've got to know. On this side of the phone, we have to know, do you guys ever, because Roy does the census survey and it's hilarious. And I think when you call people sometimes or when we do the 60-second chit-chat, when we call people, they put it on speaker for everyone around to hear. Does that ever happen?
For us, no, because we all have, you know, our headsets on.
Okay.
And it's all run through a headset. So if you put it on speakerphone, then everybody around you and the people they're on the phone with would be able to hear the calls as well.
Yeah.
The microphones are real sensitive.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tyler.
You know,
come on over here. Listen to this.
One time I was called GoDaddy, and I couldn't tell if the guy was hitting on me or just really kind.
Sounds like a site that maybe a guy might be hitting on you.
Oh, GoDaddy. Come on.
Did you say call daddy?
GoDaddy?
Yeah. In my free time, I like to go to GoDaddy and talk to the men.
Hey, GoDaddy.
Oh, domains and whatnot.
I got
this
you.
Is Alex in Davidson. Welcome to the Meany Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
You were one of the texters, and we loved your story. We would just love for you to share it.
All right. So it's probably been about 5 or 6 years now. You know, when they came out the little chips on your debit cards for that more security.
Yeah.
Well, I had this lady call and she swore up and down, hysterical, that it was the mark of the beast and this is like the worst thing ever.
Whoa.
She said she like held her finger on the chip, it'd make her arm go numb, and so she dug it out with a razor blade and went and buried it in her backyard so she wouldn't have to deal with it.
Okay.
And Alex has to be professional, though.
Yeah.
He can't have Roy's reaction.
I would totally fed into it.
You sympathize. Like, okay, yeah. And they just go.
Yes, ma'am, but you have to dig it 6 feet down. If you're going to bury it, you need to bury it.
We recommend putting concrete on top of it as well, just to be safe.
Otherwise, it'll just keep coming back.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Alex. Have a great day.
Oh, hilarious.
You too. Thank you.
Actually, thanks for taking our call. I should have said.
Seriously. Wow. That's so good.
Lorraine, you see that one text we got from 704? He said, I wish I could call you guys, but when I worked at the call center, the weirdest call I got, and I'll never forget, was a guy that needed help with his account, but turned into him wanting to meet me and date me.
Oh, my gosh.
Then he said his mom was with him.
Whoa.
So I said I'd be sweet. She said would be a good fit for her son.
I was just trying to hook him up.
This was within 2 months of working on the job.
I'm telling you, man, it's like the time I called GoDaddy. They were asking me a lot of personal questions that had nothing to do with what I called for. And I'm like, am I being hit on right now? And what's the end game?
Right.
You know?
That's hilarious.
They sent me an email later saying, hey, I hope the call was okay. Let me know if you need anything. And I'm like, either this is super like good customer service.
Nope.
Or he's really trying to.
He was working you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What'd you guys. Anyway. Okay. Hey, Lorraine.
Yes.
According to science, women need their man to be this.
Quiet.
You're not right, but we'll tell you what it is and find out more answers from you guys coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Meany, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, women want their man to be this, according to science.
And I said quiet. Apparently, that's not on the list.
Not only did you say quiet, you said it without missing a beat.
I know. So they did a survey, and a whopping 78% of women said it's important that guys that they date are taller than them.
Mm.
Only 5.5% of women say they're into shorter guys.
Yeah, you know, our midday bae, Cameron, she has a really hard time dating because she's really tall. And she looks for somebody who's either equal height or a little taller.
And that takes out a big portion of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amanda wishes I was taller. Sometimes when we're like walking, she's like, stand on the curb and I'll get in the street.
But you love it.
I do love it.
Yeah.
You saw her on Saturday night. She was wearing heels and she was taller than me.
But some guys are insecure with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're actually in the minority. Only 2.9% of men are interested in women that are taller than them.
2.9%?
2.9%. 50% of them are looking for women who are shorter than them.
See, I didn't feel comfortable dating someone shorter than me.
Really?
I wanted it to be my height or taller. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, fill in the blank. I like what you did there, Roy. What is it that your man has to be? Loren said quiet. We'll have some fun with this just real quick. 704-570-9595. Ladies, fill in the blank. You need your man to be blank in order for you to date and then eventually marry him. Science said that.
Yes, science did.
What about you?
What do I prefer my men to be? Ooh, I don't know. Like, I prefer my men to be blank.
Like Loren will show Roy a picture of a attractive looking guy, and Roy goes, I must not be gay because I don't find him attractive at all.
I know. I'm such a weird, like, I would be in such a minority of everything.
I think this is like a personality trait, though, like attentive or, you know, not clingy or not necessarily too tall, too short.
But just like the first thing that comes to your head, like ladies, I need my man to be, you know, like, if you asked me, like, Manny, what do you want your girl to be? You know, I would say, like, attractive is too
generic. I guess I can't be physical, can I?
Like, smart, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, smart. Like, a man is on
attributes.
Like, on it. But some ladies might say, I want my, like, Amanda would probably say, I want my guy to have dark hair, even though I'm not dark haired.
I would say mine's probably smart and funny. I want to be able to laugh with someone.
Yeah.
And I don't want them always laughing at me. I want to share.
Did Sterling, your boyfriend, change the way you thought about guys, or did he fill that void? In other words, did you realize that after you met Sterling, like, hey, this is the type of guy I like?
No. I mean, no.
Interesting, though, right? I mean,
yeah, that's an interesting concept. No.
Because Amanda was a much better go-getter than the last person I dated.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't really been that experienced in the men field. So I don't, you know what I mean?
That's true. When Roy first moved here, he was like, you know, not sure. And we set him up on a date with a girl. And
yeah, the first week here, I was like on a date with a girl. And I'm like, I have some bad news. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work out.
I don't know how to break this to you, but
I mean, we can figure it out to make sure.
Yeah.
We can double check.
We're in the same field, just on different teams. 704-570-9595. Ladies, how do you want your man? What is it that you want your man to be? You can also text us. Loren will read some texts.
Yeah, I love how successful and driven Sterling is. And I think I want my man to be very successful and driven.
That's attractive.
Yeah, I think driven is a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be working towards the success.
Right.
You don't have to already be successful.
You just have to have some ambition.
Yeah.
But we're saying that, but according to science, the answer is taller.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's talk with Siri in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Everybody's phone's okay?
So my guy has to be grown, like not living in his mama's house, paying his own bills, has a car, grown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dated someone who didn't fit that profile?
Yes, the father of my child, and that lasted a month, and then now I'm a single mommy.
Well, I'm sure you're doing great, Siri.
You know what's interesting about Siri is that she is clearly older than the phone, the Siri.
Mm-hmm.
So her parents are really ahead of the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They like really thought of a really cool name.
Yeah.
Her last name is Jobs, if I'm not mistaken.
Caroline and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Oh, no, your phone's breaking up. What does your guy need to be? Caroline, can you hear us? I think we lost her, boy. Handy.
Oh.
The one thing I'm not.
Yeah, I think handy is definitely, you don't have to be handy, but it's definitely going to work in your favor.
How great would it be? I'm not like this. I know Dallas isn't like this. Roy, you're not like this. If there was an issue with the car, it could get fixed. Mm-hmm. If there was an issue around the house, it could get fixed. Oh. I have a neighbor like that.
My dad was like that.
I had to put together a headboard, and I realized I, honest to God, didn't have a screwdriver. I had to go to Lowe's.
So basic.
Yeah, I know. So basic. You know what I had? I had tape and a hammer. That's all I had. So I had to go to Lowe's and get, like, a cobalt tool bag.
No nails, just a hammer.
Tape and a hammer. That sounds creepy.
That sounds like you're going to knock someone off.
Hey, yeah.
You got a shovel, too?
All I had was zip ties, tape, and a hammer.
Normal stuff, you know. Let's talk with Jessica and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. My man has to be motivated.
Yeah.
Motivated in the morning, motivated with family, like a goal setter. Follow through.
I love
motivated.
That. And I think that falls under driven.
Yeah,
you know?
Be driven. Yeah.
What about physically, Jess? Taller? Is taller okay with you? Shorter okay
taller,
with you?
Taller's better for me. I'm 5'5", so I mean, most men are taller than me, but... Yeah.
Okay.
Have
a great day.
We're getting some text messages too. Stable, employed. Someone said a Republican.
Has to be Republican.
Has to be Republican.
That's funny.
Needs to be stable and mentally spiritual.
Mm.
And then also respectful and funny as well.
You know, I'm surprised we're not getting a lot of physical things.
Right. Yeah. Well, Caroline's back with us. Caroline, how handy is your guy?
He's exceptionally handy. He can fix anything, and he does a lot of, like, woodwork, and he helps me rehab houses. Mm. We both work also, and it's just really attractive to have someone to be able to fix something.
Yeah, I wish I was a handyman.
Thanks, Caroline. Yeah, Roy doesn't even have a screwdriver.
I know. I had to go spend like $40 at Lowe's for a bag.
For a screwdriver?
Well, I had like bought a whole kit.
That's good. You should have that.
In case I need something.
By the way, since Sears is going out of business, you might not have heard, but Craftsman Tools are going to Lowe's now.
I saw that. They were trying to promote it, but I felt like they were pushing the agenda too much.
Were they?
So I went with Cobalt.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, what a good man conversation we just had.
Yeah, sports. Scenes with our weekly rap party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.